Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. 60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, but Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in that state anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out on Wednesday. At the same time, though, Colorado's deadline to finalize presidential primary ballots is Friday, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot, at least not yet. The issue is being resolved in the courts. Biden administration officials, including those at the U.S. State Department, say they don't know who was behind the attack inside Iran Wednesday that left 100 people dead. The Israel-Hamas war turning global continues to be a fear amongst those in D.C.
Both inside Israel, whether it be in the north or whether it be in the West Bank or outside of Israel, in other countries in the region.
The death toll continues to rise in the wake of this week's large earthquake in Japan. There are now at least 73 people confirmed dead after the magnitude 7.5 quake shook western Japan on New Year's Day. Roughly 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The same global initiative under the UN which sought to correct COVID disinformation online is now shifting focus to combating climate disinformation.
At the Department of Global Communications, this will be a key preoccupation as we adapt the United Nations Verified Initiative.
The UN's Undersecretary for Global Communications, Melissa Fleming, she says the initiatives will be targeted at ensuring digital literacy for youth, as well as sending out UN info blasts about climate. Similar messaging efforts were taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is the focus of a National Labor Relations Board complaint filed against the aerospace company. The company is being accused of firing 8 employees who publicly criticized the billionaire tech entrepreneur and their boss in a 2022 letter. The letter was in relation to sexually suggestive tweets made by Musk, along with criticism about how his statements did not match with company policy. There's been no immediate response from SpaceX noted on the filing. Multiple charges against Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are being dropped by a judge in Kansas. He was accused of forcibly kissing the owner of an Overland Park restaurant back in 2023. Jackson Mahomes, now a social media influencer, still faces one misdemeanor, which will go to trial in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live with America's recent actions toward Israel. You had to pause for just a moment, at least I did, and think, well, is this another sign of the end times, the last of the last days, where America is backing away from Israel? I know Joe Biden right away said that we were 100% behind Israel. I guess his 100% ran out a little bit early, as you recall last week when Anthony Blinken had related to Israel that they didn't have enough credit to totally get rid of Hamas. And we kind of saw the signs early on. If you may recall, Dr. Michael Rubin was on, a Pentagon official, former Pentagon official, and said that the United States was there in the Mediterranean, not so much to keep Iran in check as much as it was to keep Israel in check. And I thought that was quite provocative and insightful on his part. But that's exactly what seems to be playing out. So when you consider that America is taking a couple of steps away from Israel, is this a sign of end times? Because we know in the last days that Israel will be on its own. So has Biden stepped back for support of Israel? How does it relate to biblical prophecy? Well, Carl Galvis, my good friend and prophecy expert, critically acclaimed Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer, breaks down the latest moves by the Biden administration concerning the Israel-Hamas war. And Carl Gallups joins us now. Carl, welcome. Good to have you with us.
My brother Bill Martinez, it's good to be with you, man. I'm always honored to be with you. Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, it is definitely mutual. I appreciate your insight. And, of course, you were one of the first people I thought of. And I said, I got to bring you on the show to talk about this because I think this is quite interesting. This is an interesting sign where America is backing away from Israel.
Yeah. Well, Bill, listen, let me give some biblical breakdown to this and some historical breakdown. You and I have known each other forever, and I know you trust me, but I want your audience that doesn't know me. I'm not claiming I have 100% accuracy, but you can trust me. I'm going to be balanced. I'm going to be contextual. And as truthful as I know how to be.
So that's what you know, Carl. And the other thing, too, I want to remind people is the Bible is clear. The Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part, right?
Yes.
So on that basis, I think that that gives you credibility.
Thank you.
You know, in order to come on and give us your insight. This is why, you know, I wanted you here on the show because our audience has questions. You may have some answers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate it. And I was just saying that for the sake of new folks that don't know me, because there are all kinds of opinions, all kinds of emotions. I come from a biblical worldview, as you know. So I'm going to come out of the contextual, biblical, historical facts right up, if we have time, right up into 2015 when something huge happened that applies to this today. Plus, I can give some insight into some of the Hebrew language from the scriptures that talk about this. So anyway, the bottom line is, yes, you know, a lot of people refer to the prophecy in Ezekiel 38. Ezekiel 37 is a prophecy about the return of the nation of Israel to the Middle East in its rightful place in the last days. And when I say last days, I'm not a date setter, and I just know what's happening in the world. I know what's happening in the scriptures. Israel's back. Jerusalem is back as the capital. Technology is exploding through the roof, like Daniel said, like Jesus said, like Revelation said. I could go on and on with the signs of the times that are specific and unprecedented, except for only in our day. We're living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ. Now, since we do have a prophetically returned Israel in the land, and by the way, between Deuteronomy and Zechariah, that's the first and the last prophecies in the Old Testament about the return of Israel in the last days. Mm-hmm. Between those two books and those two prophecies, there are 50 others. 50 other prophecies in the Old Testament that the last days will feature a resurrected Israel in the Middle East. Ezekiel 37, 38, and 39 are three entire chapters from the Bible that talks about this. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 49 is a completely entire chapter that speaks of this. Plus, we find paragraphs and verses all through the Old Testament that declare it. Now, so let's get to Ezekiel 37. That is the prophecy of the Valley of the Dry Bones, the resurrection of Israel in the last days. But Ezekiel 38 gives a specific alignment of nations. One of the most featured nations by name is Iran. Now, in Ezekiel 38, it's called Persia, but until 1935, on all the maps of the world, it was called Persia. Now, since 1935, it was changed to Iran. So Iran is in the scriptures by name as being one of the ringleaders of an attack against the returned Israel. So I will start by saying, how can this not be prophetic? How can what we're watching not be prophetic? It's right there in the scriptures in black and white.
Exactly.
Now, some would argue that this is not the entirety of Ezekiel 38. And I would say, of course not. It's got a process to work through, because Ezekiel 38 goes into Ezekiel 39, and you see the whole unfolding of it and what happens in the very end. But it puts it all very close to the return of the Lord. And it also lists other nations by their old tribal names and even some of their modern day names, like Libya, which is a part of Africa and a part of the Middle East and the Arab world. So all of these things are coalescing. Now we have Iran, which is Persia. Remember, there was the edict in the book of Esther. This is so important. I want your folks to understand this, Bill. Issued by Haman. Mm-hmm. The word Haman is a Persian/Hebrew word. It's used in the book of Esther, but it's a word that means enraged. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now think of this. The word Hamas is a Hebrew word. It is found 63 times in the Old Testament. It's in the definition of it is cruelty and violence.
Yes.
Now, Arabs made an acronym from their language to come up with Hamas, but I think either Satan was behind it or the Hamas leaders knew exactly what they were doing. They turned it into this Hebrew word, cruelty and violence. And the first time you hear the term of Hamas in the scriptures is in Genesis 6, where it speaks of in those days the sons of God came unto the daughters of men in a demonic outpouring, which also the New Testament prophesies will be a part of the last days. Jesus said, be like the days of Noah, like the days of Lot. All of that has to do with demonic outpouring. Well, anyway, so I want people to know these terms that we're hearing, Hamas, you know, these are ancient biblical terms, and they all apply to prophecy of destruction and violence and the end times. And the first one was the flood of Noah before God leveled that. Hamas, it says Hamas filled the land. That's what it says in Hebrew.
Yes.
And that word means violence and cruelty. So anyway, That's interesting to know, and I've got much more to say about that, but let's get back to your initial question. So what we're looking at is a nation, Iran, that funds the proxies Hamas and Hezbollah, and it from the north and the south. In other words, Israel is surrounded for all purposes. Right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. To creatively reach more people with the gospel, the Tide Ministry is hosting their third annual Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive. This event kicked off on January 2nd, 2024, with a goal to gather 5,000 pairs of new or gently worn shoes by March 6th. The shoes collected will foster microbusinesses in developing countries around the world, and the funds raised from this campaign will benefit gospel outreach through literacy classes in India. The Your Souls, Their Souls campaign is a great way to bring awareness to what the Tide Ministry does around the world and can be an easy way to further the Great Commission by clearing out your closet. To learn more about the Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive and how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You got the Houthis in Yemen, and then you've also got the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank as well that's getting support from Iran, right?
Yes, absolutely. But what I'm trying to say here is that what we're looking at, what you said, what I'm saying, and what I'm going to continue to say, we are looking right into the pages of Scripture. Yes. And I don't get involved in arguments with these Pharisees on the internet that want to say, well, it's not really this, it's this, and it's this, and mm-hmm. there's this timing, and there's this date. I don't care about that right now for this discussion. What I care about is I see what's happening with my own eyes. I know the scriptures with my mm-hmm. own head, my heart, the word of God, my eyes. I know Iran is involved in dragging nations along with it. Iran and Russia, many people think that Gog and Magog, spoken of there, is Russia, the leader of Russia. Some scholars disagree, but many of them think that. And then we see that Iran and Russia, they've been tied together in a treaty since the mid-1990s, wherein Iran is being supplied nuclear detail. Mainly, they guise it under the nuclear power thing. But then we remember that Obama released billions of dollars that had been held in escrow because Iran was the major terror leader of the world. And so their assets were frozen, and Obama released billions of dollars. Then we know before this attack happened, Biden released $6 billion about a week before this attack. And Iran has always said, if we get nuclear technology, and by the way, wink, wink, Russia supplying it to us. Right. And if we get the money to fund these terrorists, wink, wink, Obama and Biden have done it. They released funds that had been frozen by the international community. They say their leaders, their mullahs and their presidents over the history have said, when we get our hands on this stuff, we will annihilate Israel and all the Jews. Now, think of this. That statement of we want to kill all the Jews comes right out of the mouth of Haman in mm-hmm. Esther, where Haman was the top official to the Persian Empire under Artaxerxes. Esther mm-hmm. was his queen. And Haman talked the king into signing a compact to completely destroy all the Jews. Now, listen to this. You and or your audience may not know this. Maybe you do, but this is profound. So there we have Haman, who is enraged against the Jews, and he says, we need to kill them all. And the king agreed with him. They made an announcement to the Persian Empire on Nisan the 13th of that year. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of mm-hmm. Esther. That right. correlates with the date in our day of a certain year, and I'll tell you why that year is important, to mm-hmm. April the 1st. Now watch this, brother. In 2015, the same year that Obama was in office and got the Gay Marriage Act passed by the Supreme Court, that same year, right. back in March, see, the gay marriage thing was in June, there's your days of Noah, but mm-hmm. before that, in March 2015, Benjamin Netanyahu was invited to speak before Congress by John Boehner. And he was, because Obama was against Israel. And Obama would, if he heard this broadcast, he would say, I was never against Israel. Yeah. Well, he kind of like Biden. He's back and forth. Oh, they're our friends. But he couldn't stand Netanyahu. He actually mocked him. And it was in the major media when Netanyahu came to Congress and he spoke in March the 3rd. Now watch this. In 2015. And before Congress, he said, please, please talk President Obama into not releasing these funds. That's when Obama had announced in the year before he was going to release these funds because we're going to make nice with Iran and they need nuclear right. energy and all that. And Netanyahu came to Congress and said, please don't do this. He said, let me tell you why. They're not going to make nice. They have said repeatedly they're going to kill us all. They're going to launch nukes on us. Right. And he said, And besides that, he said, this ties all the way back to Esther and the spirit of Haman. And he said, I'm standing here today on the eve of Purim, which is the Jewish celebration of the book of Esther and the right. defeat of Haman on the Persian Empire back in those days to keep him from killing the Jews. And he's saying, this is nothing more than the Haman spirit resurrected. They want to kill us all. And this money is going to allow them to do that. Please stop it. Get your president to stop it. Watch this now, brother. Okay. Not only were they not able to talk Obama out of it, but he did a little trick of words. He said, well, you know, we're going to delay. He said, I promise you, I am going to have this money released, by March 31st. Okay. March 31st came. The world was holding its breath, hoping Congress had talked him out of it. There was nothing in the news. Everybody said, well, March 31st has come and gone, and we haven't heard a word. On April the 2nd of 2015, Obama announced to the world he was releasing the money. He had signed it on April the 1st. April the 1st, 2015, you can put it in Google, it's Nisan the 13th. He changed it to the day that Haman signed an accord with the king to kill all the Jews. That's crazy. Now, is that crazy. Some big coincidence, or did he plan it that way to stick his finger in Netanyahu's eye, or did Satan pull it off, or maybe God used it as a sign? Maybe God just put it in his mind to do it, and so that we who know the scriptures and know history and know the prophecies, and by the way, these prophecies, people say, it's not old biblical prophecy stuff. Let me tell you something. The book of Ezekiel was written 500 years before Christ, 2,500 years ago. It prophesied Israel will return. Then there will be a coalition of nations and terrorists led by Iran and probably Russia that will attack Israel in the last days. So, I mean, all of these things, none of this is coincidence. There's no other book in the world like the Word of God that would dare to say things like this 2,500 years ago. And now we're living in the midst of it. And sadly, brother, most of the church doesn't see it. Most of the church doesn't preach it. Most of the politicians have no idea. Most of the world thinks you and I are crazy for even talking about this. But how do you explain a prophecy that's 2,500 years old, found in only one place on the whole planet, that we're now living in the midst of?
Exactly.
So, yes, it's very prophetic. Biden and Obama have been a part of all of this. Others have too. I'm not just saying that Biden and Obama are the devil. There are many politicians that have been just as guilty. I'm just speaking history, facts that have happened and related to all of this. And it's crazy. Think about this too. Haman, the book of Esther says he was from the tribe, the line of the Agagites. Well, the Agagites were a clan of the Amalekites. Now, I don't want to confuse your listeners, but this is very important. The Amalekites, it's recorded in the Bible that they were the very first nation of people, a tribe of people, to come into the wilderness once the Jews came out of Egypt. After the Passover, they came, Mount Sinai, they got the Ten Commandments, they start making their way through to the Promised Land. The Amalekites came out to conquer them, to kill all the Jews. Who are the Amalekites? Watch this, brother. The Amalekites came from when Isaac had two sons. Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. Right. Jacob's name was later changed to Israel. They became the tribes that God would work through for the nation of Israel. Esau sold his birthright. You can read all this in chapter 28 of Genesis. He finally gets jealous and mad because he realized he sold it. Isaac blesses Jacob and not Esau because Esau sold the birthright.
Right.
Esau, to get Jacob and Isaac back, he goes off to Ishmael's clan. That was the illegitimate son of Abraham. And he marries Ishmael's daughter. And he already had a couple of other Canaanite wives, Hittites and Hivites. And so, I don't know how this could not be prophetic. I'm not setting timelines. I'm not making PowerPoints. I'm not producing movies. I'm not setting dates. I'm just saying, brother, this is prophetic, and we're living in the middle of it. And sadly, most churches across the world don't even speak of this.
Exactly.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a
2nd, we will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, this is why we need you here, Carl, to do this, because our viewers should be motivated to check this out for themselves. You know, don't just take our word for it. Take your word for it. Yeah. You know, do your own research, own your own knowledge, and see how the Bible, how Scripture will come, you know, flying off the pages and into your mind and hearts to realize that, you know, God is in control. He is the one that sets the times and the dates and how consistent. This is just one example, but time and again, how many thousands of examples like this, Carl, that you look back and you see, whoa, you know, here's this consistency, this theme of jubilee, what happens every 50 years, and you get the return of property, you know, coming back, because in a sense,
Israel came back in a jubilee year.
Exactly. Exactly. And what we've got going on right now, following the Yom Kippur Wars, you know, the attack on Gaza, right?
Yeah. Listen, Brother Bill, I'm not here to sell a book, so I'm not even going to give the title of it. I've got a new one coming out in May of 2024. And in that book, everything I just said, I have it outlined with references, scholarly references, mainstream media references, scholars that go all the way back to the ancient days, to the classical scholars, to modern scholars. So I'm not pulling this out of my back pocket. And, and I am, unlike a lot of prophecy experts, that they do set dates and they do get all sensational and they do speculate. And I'm not doing any of that. I'm not setting dates. I'm not trying to be sensational.
Even
I'm not
Jesus wouldn't set dates, Carl.
I know. I know. So anyway, you asked me, though, is all of this related to prophecy? Are we living in prophetic times? Does this have anything to do with, like, Ezekiel 38? Is Biden a part of it? Is Obama a part of it? Yeah. Are others, and I'm going to quickly say here, others, too. I mean, leftist and so-called right-wingist. just don't understand the biblical worldview. They don't understand the importance of Israel in the Middle East. By the way, the Lord said in those 50 prophecies, in about half of them, he literally says, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but when I bring Israel back, this will be a sign to the nations of the last days that I am God and beside me there is no other. And basically that also means, and that Bible, that word of God is the only book in the world like it. When Israel comes back, everybody will see. Because 2,500 years ago, some unpopular prophet by the name of Ezekiel and Isaiah, I mean, their people, their world hated them because they dared to say these things. Mm-hmm. But they wrote it 2,500 years ago. And before our generation, there has never been a generation to see any of it fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And boom, it's all happening right now. By name, the players, everything is happening right before our eyes.
Exactly. Carl Gallups is with us, a prophecy expert, critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. Carl, there's no other God like our God.
No.
The God that knows the beginning from the end, tells you in advance what's going on. What other God dares to give you the future?
None. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, God says those words to the Israelites as they're going. I said, what other God, little g, what other God do you know? Little g means what demonic spirit pretending it's a God. It's the Elohim. What other God can do such a thing? Take a people who are not even a people. They're in slavery for 400 years. Bring them out. Turn them into a mighty nation. Deliver salvation to the world through that nation. What other God would dare to say this? What other God? And then you get to Deuteronomy 30, 29 and 30, and it talks about they haven't even set foot in the promised land yet. And Moses is recounting their 40 years of history in the wilderness, and he says to them, again, I'm going to paraphrase, but it's in black and white right there in those chapters. And again, this is in my upcoming book, but you can read it in the Bible right now. Deuteronomy 29 and 30, he talks about even once you get in the land, there will come a day far off in the future when you will reject God and he will bring your nation down. He will scatter your people to the ends of the earth. But in the last days, he will bring those people back to the original land and the nations will hate them. That's in Deuteronomy, brother.
Yeah.
Before they even set foot in the promised land. Who would write such a thing? That's impossible. That's crazy. How can that be? There's no other. Listen, the Hindu Vedas has nothing like that. I'm not trashing other faiths. I'm just saying the teaching of Buddha, nothing like that. The Quran, nothing like that.
Exactly.
Nostradamus, nothing like that. The astrology charts, nothing like that. The witches and wizards and soothsayers that you can go have your palm read, they know nothing of that. The Word of God has been telling us for thousands of years, and it also tells us the only way to salvation is through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. So it all ties together. Everything's connected. And people that are listening to this and they're saying, oh, he's crazy. That's stupid. That's crazy. All I can say is you don't have eyes to see. You obviously don't see what's happening in the world around you. You obviously don't know what's in the Bible that tells you in detail what's happening right now. And you obviously don't know that no generation before us, ours has seen it. If you would have the eyes to see, you would see that and you would turn to the Lord.
See, the fact is, Carl, it's not our responsibility to open their eyes.
No.
Oh, it's our responsibility to take the gospel message to
the light of that
Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. And the rest is up to them. And here it is. You know, they can study. They can read it for themselves. And trust that the Holy Spirit that is hovering over the chaos like he did in Genesis 1-2, that he is doing that over the souls of men at this very moment as God's promises of what he said was going to happen is happening. I've maintained, Carl, ever since Israel came back to their land in 1948, if you look at it in terms of a prophetic clock, it's as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. What's been passed since then are minutes and seconds to the final chapter of the book of Revelation.
Yes, yes. In that new book coming out, I've got a chapter. It's called The Hourglass.
Yes.
And it talks about the hourglass being turned over and the grains of sand coming out. Brother, we're down from that much sand at the top to just a little bit now. And I don't know. Again, I don't know. It could be years from now, but it's not going to be many. It could be 100 years from now, but I don't think so. It could be. But I'm saying it's coming right down now. And the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 says it like this. And in those days, woe unto you, world, because Satan has been thrown down. He is filled with rage. By the way, that word in Hebrew would be he's filled with Haman. Filled with Haman. He's filled with rage because he knows his time is short. Haman, that's what it means, the enraged one, or to be enraged. Matter of fact, I can prove this. In Esther chapter 3, verse 11, I think it's verse 5, and then it's Genesis 6, verse 11. But in Esther chapter 3, verse 5, it says in English something like this, and every translation is a little different, but here's what it says. It says, so he's trying to get the Jews killed, and he's getting the compact signed, and it said, and Haman was filled with rage.
Yeah.
All right, now watch. In the Hebrew, this is what it says. And Haman was filled with Haman. Because it would be like a woman's name whose name is Joy. Okay?
Right.
That's her name, but it also describes something about her personality.
Exactly.
That's what Haman means. It's his name, but it means he is the enraged one. So all the connections are right there. But the reason the most of the world doesn't know it is because most of the world doesn't read the Word of God, or they trash it, they belittle Christians, they belittle Jesus Christ, so they don't have eyes to see. God blinds their eyes. God blinds their eyes. The Bible says that. You reject him, you reject him, you reject him, he blinds your eyes. Like he did Pharaoh in Egypt. He said it hardened Pharaoh's heart. He just blinded his eyes because Pharaoh had already made up his mind. A lot of people have already made up their minds. I know most of your audience hasn't. Most of your audience sees it similar. I don't want to say they're robots of ours, but they see it similar to how you and I see it.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, and it's tough sometimes because when you live in a world whose conscience has been seared,
And they have
been blinded by their own ideology, Carl. All we can do as people of faith is pray for them, because we need to sync up with God's will and his movement for a time such as this.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
That people need to understand what's happening in our country, as you say. Look, at God is the one, as we said earlier, Carl, that is orchestrating the times, orchestrating all these incidents. I mean, we saw it happen in 9/11, how the repetition of Isaiah 9:10 was repeated in 9/11, word from word, you know, by the leadership, just as the leadership of Israel.
People build back stronger, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. We've got... you know, our own leadership, Tom Daschle making the announcement. You got Barack Obama riding on the capstone of the memorial there in New York. The same words, they used in Israel, right?
Yes. And this just shows the ignorance of these politicians. They hate the Bible until they think it can get them votes, because most of Americans say they believe the Bible is the word of God. Most Americans don't know what we're talking about, though. But still, these politicians are so hypocritical. They're driven by Satan, because that scripture that comes out of Isaiah says we will rebuild stronger than before. Well, you know, the towers that fell, we will rebuild them. That was God's words of judgment. He was showing how his judgment was coming upon them because they were being so arrogant, saying we will rebuild what God has allowed. We don't care. We will rebuild. Shaking their fist in God's face. America did the same thing right after 9/11 without even knowing. I don't think these guys knew. It's because they just picked a scripture out. Listen, a lot of Christian churches do that. I battle against that in my own ministry. I'll speak out and somebody will call me a heretic when actually they're the heretic. So these politicians are pulling out these verses not knowing. They just pronounced judgment on America.
You know, in much the same way that Pharaoh pronounced judgment on him and his son, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's from their lips, you know, they pronounced judgment. And
yes,
and this is what we see happening. If you have ears to hear and eyes to see, it is clearly, you know, right before us. And a God, and again, throughout the Bible, you hear the refrain, that they will know that I am God.
Yeah, that's it. That they will know that I am God. And those, in fact, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where it talks about these nations attacking the returned Israel, God says, but I will step in the last, and I will work supernaturally so that Israel will see and the world will see. And they will know that I am God. They will know. I am doing this for the nations. In the sight of the nations, they will see what I will do. I'm telling you, brother, we're watching it happen. We're watching it happen. I don't, the whole Ezekiel 38 has not unfolded yet. I will say that. I do not think that has happened, but I think we're building up to it quickly.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I don't know if you saw it today or not, but the announcement that Putin is meeting with Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. And so these are two kind of, I would say, soft allies of the United States. But going back to what you were talking about, Gog and Magog, and, you know, God says that he will bring he will bring them final days as if he will hook them by their jaws and drag them into the Middle East. And we see Russia more and more their jaws being prepared, so to speak, to be hauled southward into the Middle East.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, these biblical connections are astounding. Just think of it, brother. Prior to our lifetime, all that the prophecy teachers could do was to speculate on what those passages meant.
Right.
And that's okay. I mean, that's all any of us do.
We prophesy in part. We get that, okay?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And the prophecies are written that way on purpose so that when they are fulfilled, we'll have the reaction that Peter had when he wrote the churches from 1 Peter and 2 Peter. I can see him slapping his forehead. He said, now we have the words of the prophecies made more certain. We were with him on the holy hill when we heard the voice. We were with him when he opened the eyes of the blind. We were with him when he raised the dead. We were, oh my gosh, that's the Messiah of the Old Testament. Now we know those prophecies that were veiled for thousands of years. Yet there they were.
Yes.
But nobody could really see it until it actually came to pass. Once it came to pass, not only did we see it, but we go back and we give God glory, those of us that love him, because we see, oh my gosh, you knew all along, Lord, you gave us, you told us you would not do anything without first letting us know. And there it is.
Exactly.
So the thing is, we're the first generation to watch a returned Israel, Jerusalem returned, technology exploding, and a lot of that explosive technology is being used in all this warfare over there.
Right.
And all of that's happening. All the nations are aligning. Then the chief nation that's in those prophecies pulls the string, the lever, the trigger, and attacks a returned Israel. And now the other nations are meeting and aligning just like the word of God said. We don't have to speculate anymore, brother.
Right.
I mean, there's still some details we don't know, of course, but the gist of what we need to know is in the scriptures, and the gist of it is happening right before our eyes right now.
Carl, how does this align with Psalm 83? I see some connection here.
Yeah. Listen, there are various things that people see there, and let me just give you my opinion. A lot of these prophecies about the last days are what we call in theological circles compound prophecies. That is, sometimes, in the book of Daniel, there are prophecies that speak of things happening that we now look back on history and see it was fulfilled in Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greek leader, the Greek king, the Greek general of Alexander's divided empire. But yet Daniel goes on, and then he changes that prophecy to correspond to the very last days, the end of days. Okay. And it's so striking that some, people will go and read and say, well, he means the end of the days of Antiochus Epiphanes. No, he doesn't. If you keep reading, he's speaking about the coming of the Messiah, the last days. So it's a compounded prophecy. Ezekiel 28 is the same. It talks about a lament to the king of Tyre. And he goes on, and then it just, all of a sudden it shifts. And God says, thus saith the Lord, I put you in the Garden of Eden from the beginning. I made you the most beautiful creature. I filled you with wisdom, and then you profaned everything. And then for that I will bring you to a miserable end. I'm paraphrasing, but it says that. All right, now, he can't be talking about the king of Tyre now.
Well, of course not.
He's talking about Satan. So it shifts. David, in Psalm 22, it starts by, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, goodness, those are the words that Jesus said from the cross. But Jesus wasn't mad at God. He wasn't saying, why have you turned your back on me, Lord? No, he's saying to everybody, go look at Psalm 22. He's on a cross. He can't preach. He can barely breathe. So he just says that one verse so everybody will go look. Because what happens there? David is running from Absalom. And he talks about he feels like God has left him. And all this stuff happens to him. And then finally it shifts. And it says, my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. I thirst. My bones are out of joint. I can see my ribs. They have pierced my hands and my feet. They're gambling for my clothing under my feet. They mock me and they say, he saved others. Let him save himself. What? What is David seeing? He is seeing the crucifixion.
Exactly.
1,000 years before it happens. He's in a spirit of prophecy. So it's compound. It starts off about David. And it turns into being about Jesus. A lot of prophecies are like that. So Psalm 83, those nations, if you look at them and then get on historical sites, you will discover that every one of those nations were involved in the Six-Day War.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And there are a lot of scholars who believe that was a prophecy. Because when that was written 1,000 B.C. Mm. Okay? 1,000 B.C. But then Israel came back in 1948. And then there was the Six-Day War. And those were the nations that were aligned. So I think it's a prophecy about that. But it could also be a compounded mirror prophecy and connected to what's happening now, because a lot of those same players are still tied together.
They're
but
back.
When you get to Ezekiel 38, it gets real specific. Into Persia, Gog and Magog. Beth Togarma is mentioned. That is the tribe from which the Turkic people were born. Mm-hmm. They, in their schools today in Turkey, they teach that they come from that tribe. So there's Turkey, maybe Russia, Gog and Magog, Iran, which is Persia, Libya, which is named. Push and Kut will be with them. Cush and Put. Cush is the ancient name for Ethiopia. Watch this, brother. Put, we used to think was a part of that, but right next door to Ethiopia right now is a nation called Djibouti. Mm-hmm. That is its modern name. Its ancient name, according to history sites, not biblical sites, its ancient name was Put.
Mm-hmm.
What's in Djibouti, the Horn of Africa? China's first international military base. When the Arab Spring happened, when the Syria collapsed, by the way, there are prophecies about that, too. But when Syria collapsed, China freaked out. They built a military base in Djibouti. 80 miles down the road is America's largest military base in that part of the world. They service the Middle East.
See, ladies and gentlemen, you got a exclusive preview of this book that's going to be coming out next year.
I wish I could give the title. I'm not trying to be coy.
No,
but my contract says I can't. So
we'll know soon enough, Carl Gallups. Should Jesus tarry, we'll get our hands on it come next year. Well, my good friend, be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate you.
Bill, you're so gracious. What a great friend you are. God bless you.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.